I'm sure Slavi Mari is listening. Bez Hashem, this year we're learning Hilchos Brachos, Brich Sanenin, we're starting Perek Vav, Ketz Mevorachim. Then next man, Shosha Ochlu, the Office of Zimun. Then Elzman, Perek Haroyo. The goal of this Chabura is to learn from the Sugis to add the Loch Lamaiso, but focusing on the Loch of Brachos, negate Brich Sanenin, negate to the first half of Brachos Tfilo. That won't be here if you want. So I can say that they're doing that part. Mitzad HaChabura, there'll be tests every 4 to 6 weeks. The test is the page. That means the Torah Beis Yosef from the Sugis Bekitzer down to the Shulchan Aruch Hamo, Taz Magavram, and the Mishabura. Mishabura means Mishabura, Bialocha, and the Sharetzian. Now, of course, that's Mitzad the test. But to make it practical, we're going to try to learn it also very practically. It's advised that every person to get a Likud Sefer to make it practical. Now, there are out there over 60 different svarim, as Manazeh, Negeta Hilchos Brachos. The four main svarim that Olm uses is either the Sefer Zois HaBracha of Mendelbaum, the Sefer Vesein Bracha of Badner by Feldheim, the Sefer Pischei Halacha, the article in English or the Heaven in Hebrew also, the Sefer Shaya Bracha. Now, each one has a Madura, another Madura, another Madura, each one quotes each other. They're the four main ones that anyone's using to make it practical due to the fact that today's day and age we seem to eat differently, we have different styles, how to make things, and therefore to make it practical, besides using the Mishnah Berurah with Dirshu, tells you the basic rate, but to make a Loch L'maiso, you try to get one safer. If you want to use maybe two Svarim, but it might overwhelm you because there's a lot of sugyas out there, and you get one safer that speaks to you to make a Loch L'maiso. Baruch Hashem, after you learn the sugyas, we'll take a test, and then if you take all the tests, pass them, there'll be a smicha by Rabbi Berkowitz. To start the Loch Brachos, I'd like to start off with David's study, the sugya of Meir Brachos. The Chiyuv was saying 100 Brachos every day. The Makor of this Inyan is a Braisa in Menachos and Afim Gimel. The Braisa says, Meir used to say, Chayv Adam Levarach Meir Brachos Bechol Yoim. There's a Chiyuv on every person to say 100 Brachos every day. He quotes a Pasuk in Ekev, Vati Yisrael, Ma Hashem L'kechel Shol Me'imcha. Ma, what does Hashem ask from you? What do we see from the Pasuk? The way Rashi explains, the word Ma, you read as Me'ah. Because Baruch Hu wants Me'ah. Therefore, the Riff and the Rosh, they bring down from Ma, has come to tell you the idea of Me'ah. A second option how to read the Pasuk, come along Taisus, and says, if you read the Pasuk, and if you, the amount of Asius in the Pasuk is 100 Asius. But says Taisus, two ways of getting 100 Asius. Either when it says Ma, Shoyal, Shoyal is missing a Vav, and you add an Vav, make it Molei, there's 100 Asius. Or the word Ma, you say Meyah, there's 100 Asius. And then from this Pasuk, we see the idea of 100 Asius. It leads to the idea of 100 Brachos. A third option in Taisus is the word Ma in At Bash is Gematria 100. The Mem is Yud. The Hey is Tzadi. So Yud is 10, Tzadi is 90. The Gematria together is 100. A fourth option how to read the Gemara is Sefer Hamanag, Minog. He comes along and says the Ma in Targum is Meo. So far we have a Gemara that says a Chiyuv, we have a Pasuk in Ekev, this is Mechayvu in the four different ways among the Rishonim, how do we see it from the Pasuk? The question is now, is this a real Drasha, a Din D'Oraisa? Even if you can tell me it's a Gematria, we know Stam Naziris is Shloshim Yoyim, because the Pasuk says Yia, and Yia is Gematria 30, so we see even Gematria could be a Din D'Oraisa. But no, it's a Smach D'Akro. What's only Din D'Rabbanon? So the Bahag and Sefer Mitzvahs, when he counts the Tariq Mitzvahs, and the Reyim, they count one of the Tariq Mitzvahs, is the idea of counting Meir Brachos. The Bahag and the Reyim says, the Tariq Mitzvahs, one of them is counting Meir Brachos Kol Yoyim. Come to the point out, we have one Makar, the Gemara, Menachos, Dafim, Gimel. We have a second Makar for the idea of Meir Brachos. In Shmuel Beis, in Parachov Gimel, over there, Dovah Melech is on his deathbed. It's coming to say over his last words, his lasting legacy, what's going to leave over to Klal Yisrael? And the pasuk over there says, "Ve'elu divrei David achoinim, num David ben Ishai, num agevo hukum oil, Mashiach alakei Yaakov, unim zmiyus Yisrael." He's saying over, who am I? I'm the person who's Mashiach alakei Yaakov. I'm the person who gave you zmiyus to Hillam. I was hukum oil. I put upon you an oil. What does that mean, says the Medrash? Ayin lamed, ayin is 70, lamed is 30, it's 100. And Bizman Dovda Melech, there's a Magaif in Klal Yisrael. and 100 people or 100 bachrim passed away every single day. David HaMelech saw Api Ruach HaKodesh, the second idea, a concept of Meir Brachas, and therefore stopped the Megay from once they started saying Meir Brachas Kol Yom. Brought down the Yilunsim and Vav by the Torah, Levush, the Taz, Mishbura, or HaShulchan. The Marmok of this Indian over here, the Mitzad David HaMelech, he was misakin it. They point out, how can they say for Manig and the Reim count one of the Tariq Mitzvahs? David was misakin the idea of Meir Brachas over here. So there is one way of answering the Sefer Manig and the Beinu Bechai on the in Kadakemach. He come along the Wantaino. The Betzim Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin it. However, it was forgotten in Klai Yisrael. They had the Magefa, and David Melech Apiruach HaKodesh reinstituted the idea of Meir Brachas. So you could say the same thing in the Reim and the Bahag. It was reinstituted by David Melech. But Maisel, the Rambam and the Ramban, when they're counting the mitzvahs, the Rambam and the Sharish Aleph, and the Ramban in the Sogas and Sefer HaMitzvahs, they point down the Bahag counts numerous Durabonans. And therefore they say you should not count Durabonans, and they have a list of cases that's Durabonan. One of them, says the Rambam, and the Ramban is Meir Brachas. The simple understanding, the Gemara is a Smach Da'akro, Dovah Melech was Misakin it, is only Din Durabonan over here. Therefore the Chredim and the Mabir bring it down, it's only Din Durabonan. That's how the Swam seem to go. This Halacha, Agam, we have a Pasuk with an Ekev, it's only a Smach Da'akro. It's a Gedavai Durabon over here. Now, there are those who want Taina, it's not even a Durabonon, it's only Midz Chasidus. There are those who want Taina that Lashon, Midz Chasidus. Maisa, they point out Lashon the Gemara is Chayiv Adam. Lashon the Shoinim is Chayiv. The Mechaber is Chayiv. The Paiskim is a Chayiv over here. The Seichemet says, don't tell me it means Lashon Chasidus, it means Mamash Chayiv Gomer. That's the Pashtus. So, again, so. The first thing in the Maisa we have over here is we have a Chiv over here, a Chiv Mamish, a Smach Dako, it's a Gedev Durabon over here, but we have this Chiv of Meir Brachas. Second is, what's the Avon behind it? What's the Tam behind it? What do you have this for? So first they point out, the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem L'kecho Shalom Imcho. The Pasuk goes on further, it says, Ki Im L'yir as Hashem L'kecho, you want zero, L'lechto B'chol D'rochov, what's Ava, Yira, Lakta, Badurachav, Avoido? What Shaychis, the idea of Ma Hashem Lekecha Sholme Imcho, what does have to do with the rest of the Pasuk of the year and further? What does one have to do with another? So says the Karen Ur in the Sugyo, the Kishon Aruch brings it down, Halach Lemaiso, and Ke'in Zed the Masha also in the Sugyo. That if a person wants to get to Yir Shemayim, it's very hard. How to go do that? If you do the Meir Brachas and you say it correctly, that will lead a person to the idea of Yir Shemayim. That means you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hashem Zadoyna Kol, Hoya Hoya V'yir, Elokeinu Bal Takev, Bal Yicholus, Bal Koyches Kulam. You say that with Kavono every single day for Meir Brachas, that will lead you, what the Pasuk is saying, Ma Hashem Lekecha Shalom Imcho, Meir Brachas, then you have Yir, then you have Ava. Then you have Hashem, Volachta Bidrachav, leads one to another. And therefore, this idea by the Gedolei Achronim, wrote down by B'Shalom Zalman, Rav Shtromach, in the Akkadomen to the Sefer Pesachei Halacha, of Matziel Salman, Shlita Mashkiach of Lakewood, he comes and says, he gives it, writes an Akkadoma, he says, you want a foolproof way to get to your Shemayim, Meir Brachas. It's guaranteed, Meir Brachas. That's the Pasuk over here has come to go tell you. So the study that we hear is come to tell you this idea, this concept, to lead to Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. This is a way to work upon, or gives you the tools to lead to doing the Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, you can understand that there's a Rekeach and Simon Shinchov. He writes, Negate the Klolos, and Pashuk Yisavoy, Rashi over there writes, we have 100 Klolos, 98 in the Psukim, and Kichol Kol Cholo, we call Mako. That's together 100. Says the Rekeach, you want to protect yourself from the 100 klolos? Do Meir Brachas. Brought down by the El Rabba Simen Vav. Brought down by the Chidah. Brought down again by the Kiddush Chunar Halach L'maisi Simen Vav. You want to protect yourself from the klolos? What to go do? Meir Brachas. The obvious question is, you read the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, you want the Brachas? The Pasuk says, V'im Shmoy Tishmol B'Kol Hashem. You get the Brachas. You get the klolos? Im Loy Tishmol B'Kol Hashem. Says the Rekeach, brought down the Paiskim, Meir Brachas. I mean, the Torah says, if you don't listen to Hashem, you get the Klolos over here. How in the world is Me'er Brachos protected from this concept? The Pashas, the Yisoid is, if you say Me'er Brachos Kol Yoyim in the correct way, at least the concept of Shemoy Tishma Kol Hashem, you want something to protect you, you say Me'er Brachos over here. So we have this idea, Me'er Brachos Elita to your Shemaim, Me'er Brachos protects you from the Klolos. Now that says the Prima Gonim bringing down for the Bach by us, the Simen Vav, Bizman Dovid HaMelech, there was a Sakono, a Magefo. What about Bizman Azeh? If you don't say Me'er Brachos, it's the Sakonos Nefoshes also? Says the Bach, every single day is the Sakonos Nefoshes, and the Me'er Brachos protects you. Says the Prima Gonim, right now we're welcome to Sakono, the Me'er Brachos protects you. It's not just in those days, even today. So you have to realize this idea of Me'er Brachos, besides the Chir Shavoy, people like Segulas. So, Segula, it protects you from Mis over here, at least to your Shemayim. It protects you from the Klolos over here. And basically, it's to be the Musa Shavoy, how much you have to be Zohar in the concept of Me'er Brachos. Third point. Everyone likes discussing Lalocha. The first thing is, who has a Chiyu Me'er Brachos? So, of course, if a man says Me'er Brachos, Kol Yoyim, Chiyu Amen. What about Noshim? Do women have a Chiyu Me'er Brachos, Kol Yoyim? You could start saying, if you count the Me'er Brachos, there's Ma'ariv there. Ma'ariv Zerushos, women don't say Ma'ariv, they're missing 20 Brachos. Mincha, the Sfaradim hold, women have no Chiyu to say Mincha, they're missing 40 Brachos. Shachris, the Mor Avram says, the Minyan Klai is old, it's B'yitza with Birchta Shvach. Gan Mishibu disagrees, it says, you have the Chiyu of Shachris, then you're missing another 20 or 30 Brachos. That means according to Mor Avram, you're missing 70 Brachos a day. So you could tell, there's no chiyuv Me'er Brachos put upon Noshim. When I got married in Shana Shana, I went to Dave Schwartzman, Beryl Schwartzman, Roshiva Beis HaTalmud, Zatzal. Yartzeit today? Wednesday. So I asked him, with my Rebbetzin, do women have a chiyuv Me'er Brachos? Why not? Avada, they have a chiyuv. So I asked him, but women don't have Ma'ariv. They don't have Ma'ariv, Taka? They don't have it? Why not? Yes, my daughter. Fine, so I went to his daughter, I asked his daughter, did you die Ma'ariv? She said, yeah, of course. I asked her why. My father said Me'er Brachos. Fine. They asked a question from Nasha Klein. He says, Chiyuv Me'er Brachos Anoshim, just like Anoshim. Alichas Oilam Avad Yosef and Chelik Aleph. He says, what do we help to men and women? They have the same thing. Either asked him the Sfardim, don't have Ma'ariv, don't have a Mincha. Fine, they Nash all day. They Nash. Every time they go, Mecheder Lecheder, Shina Makam, make a Bracha. If they want, they can have a mincha. They want, they can have a ma'ariv. Mechadam yidav chiyah me'er brachos. The first two sons, Allah Chabru and Yalki Yosef say, women have chiyah me'er brachos. This is a question from Chaim Knievsky, and I guess this to make sure they got it correct. I see it in 9 different places there is in this question, and all 9 times he answered the same thing. There's no difference between men and women. Same chiyah over here. Chaim Knievsky says, men and women have the same chiyah me'er brachos. So are those a title of women have a chiyah me'er brachos? Atzad HaShani, they asked a question to Shlomo Zalman, to Rav Osner, to Rav Strombach, Sheva Kossi, Rav Neventzal. They come along and say, no, there's no chiyuv. V'kacha, no yigim. Look around. Seem to be the minigas. Women do not seem to make the end of Me'er Brachos. Now, the question is, what's the yisoid of the machlokes? Now, what to go to? We'll see the lumdis, not that simple. On the pages on the sheets, I have 31 who say no, 15 who say yeah. Of course, you don't go after numbers. The question is, what's he said over here? They ask the question to Blyashev. I see 11 different places they ask him this question. 4 different answers. Fine, not sure. But what's the lumdus over here? What do you go do? So first, Apisvar, what he machmer? So the first question is Me'er Brachos, is that a mitzvah asesis, my grandma? There's a set time for davening. And just like women are, could be part from davening, maybe they're also part of a Me'er Brachos over here. So first they point out, whether part of davening or not, it's machlikis, mishbua magavram, but ech shiyah, the idea of brachos is all day, every day. True, there are chalokim inside, there might be mitzvah says it's magramo, but the chiyuv me'er brachos is every single day, all day. Pashut is mitzvah say, shlo is magramo. There should be a chiyuv, aleph. Second, you go after the makor shiboy, if you want the seats here. A second, you go after the reason, the Makor in Mitzad Deraiso, Ma Hashem Kechel Shalom Imcha Kiim Liyiro, What? A woman that no chiyuv yira shemayim? After smach dekra, what is the chiyuv yira? El my the second makar. It's that idea of magayfor. They save yourself mitzad the sugi magayfor. They point out the gemara kedushin and daf lamadalad wants to say that noshim should be potter from mezuzah hekesh talmud torah. The gemara said no, noshim achayv upon it. Why? Because noshim boy dechay. Noshim also have to live. They also need to have life. So therefore, mitzad the makar of David and Malach, they also have to live. Also, the shavachir may have brachas. Void the fourth point. I still won't say if it's a chayv odom. Odom means men. As far as I know, Adam are people around over here, are all men and women. I see the Steichem, it said Adam is people, men and women. Losh is Chayiv Adam, Losh Gemar, Losh Yushanim, Losh Shulchan Aruch. Right, when Chaim Knieski discusses it, they point out, Bizman Dovid HaMelech, there's no Anshik Nesek Dolah, the Sak, and the Nusuf of Shemana Esrei. People want to make brachas by themselves, each one on their own in every situation. There's no set tefillah. There's no Mayrev. You daven when you daven, how you want to daven. And still there's a tekona meir brachas. So true, women are part of Mayrev. But still there's a tekona meir brachas. So mitzvah the svarish boy, we have five mekoyos and reasons why noshim should be chuyiv in meir brachas. Again, whether mitzvah is mitzvah say shloyes magromo, whether mitzvah matzah megefo, your shemayim over here, mitzvah idea of chayv odom. What's that? There's no set time over here. There's no gedah brachas. Asad hasheni, they point out, just ask around. Most of the minhag seem to be that Noshim were not medactic upon the idea of Meir Brachas. Of Sturmach and Chubut on Hogan and Chelek Beis, he writes Derech Agav, that's a mitzvah say she's man gromo. I'm not sure why, but he writes mitzvah say she's man gromo. The Isaac Washington Dr. Vosner in Chelek Hay, he says when he counts Meir Brachas, every single sefer counts Mayriv. Women don't die Mayriv. Count Tzitzis. Women don't wear Tzitzis. Tefillin. They don't wear Tefillin. So we've seen by the Moina Mitzvahs, they're counting something that women of Maisa don't do. Elamai. And before I write this, come along the Kolboy in the Simuches, the Rishon, he says, Rambam says, Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. In fact, the Kolboy, Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. I would do Mitzvah the Sugi Meir Brochus. You have to have Meir Brochus every day. Says the Kolboy, Pshan the Rambam, it's a Rishus, meaning you could daven at night or before at nighttime. You could daven before Shkia. But Vadi, you have to daven. It's not Meir Brachas. Women might say, no daven Mayrev. Sounds like there's no in the Meir Brachas. Why they point out, whenever discussing, when you're missing Brachas on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah, on Atzayim, how to fill it up? Why don't you ask a better question? Half their population every single day is missing Meir Brachas. No shame. Why you discuss what do Yom Kippur? Discuss every single day. Why discuss Shabbos? Discuss every single day half the notion. Discuss, tell them, Damar, Damincha, why is it not there? That should be the first thing you should discuss over here. So, they point out again, so be the Lomdus Shiboy, they should be Mechuyiv, Api the Makarius, or Api the Minik, seems about Noshim, and not Maisa, they don't count Meir Brachas. They're not medactic. Maisa, if you read this for him, before Tov Shemem, before 1980, I cannot find any Shuba that discusses it, and it was Poshit what to go do. It was Poshit. Pasha, which way? You're slaughtered. Either 100%, you're 100%, no. After 1980, I see Baruch over 85 Svarim discuss this question. 85 different Svarim over here. But before 1980, it was Pashat. Now the Svarim is Mikan Lakan. What to deal with, what to work with. Yesh Lain. But they do point out one thing over here is L'chalapach is the Mazar is men upon it. That means I heard someone once give a shir and they get to the figure of saying Pasha Tobin every morning. So the Yashiv is a tshuva and Kovitz tshuva is Chelik Aleph. And he asks, what should women daven every morning? He has two lines over there, going through everything. He throws in Parshas Tobin. So whether women do or don't, the Maisa, at least Mazar is men. They get to Mai Machorinim. Lun the Sugya, Pashas, Simon Kofay. Newest from discussed, women, yeah, no. Api is far the women, yeah. Maisa, they don't for whatever reason. Maisa, what should Mazar is? At least us men over here. So again, the women, yes and no, the Makuris seem to be no, the Svar, the Lumdas seem to be yeah, the women, each one onto their own. But Maisa, the Cholopach, the Mazar is also medactic upon the end of Meir Brachas over here. Similar question, what about the children? Do they have a chiv to mechanach them in Meir Brachas? The Sefer HaKodim El Chayisav points out, Rosh Tzemach says, why are women not Mukhayiv? If you look at how they count it, they count Ma'ariv, they count Tzitz, and they count Tefillin. Tefillin? HaKodim does not do Tefillin. If we see a right over here that Kotin is part of from being Mechanech, the idea of Meir Brachas. Mechidish. Oh, Kamal Simcha Bottom Kohen, it's safer in the daily living. It points out, Yesh Chalik Harpe. Meir is 20 Brachas, 23 Brachas. Well, who are we discussing? 2 Brachas of Tefillin. What's the big deal over here? And then Kamal says, Avadi Yevichiv to Mechanech a kid in the idea of Meir Brachas. It says, what age when a kid start knowing Brachas? From the age 5. The idea they said at age 5, Yish Lod and Harbe. Yish Lod and Harbe. Pashas, kids at 5, not saying Shemana Esrei. Not 6, not 7. If anything, I'll say the age is 10, 11. That's the age. When they Shaykh, the Pasha, Meir Brachas, of saying every day, they're Mechalach them in the concept of Meir Brachas. Not Shaykh to the Parsha. The idea of Chinuch is when you Shaykh to the Parsha, then to Mechalach them. Not Shaykh to the Parsha. 7 knows not saying Shemana Esrei, not to Mechalach them. Fine, so third question is, who's mechuyev upon the idea of Meir Brachas? Number one, men for sure. Women is a big mavucha, al pisvo, yeah, the meaning of mice is not. And al pisvo, the tanim mechuyev should be mechanech them when they're ready to be mechunech. Next question. What is the cheshbon of counting Meir Brachas? First, you have to know, how do you count? You count like a Jewish day. You go from night to day. And no, it's in the gates like carbonus. There we go, day and then night. How do you look upon it? So the Rishon Sefer Itam, Bezman the Rif, you bring down Machlekes Rishonim to go night, day, or day, night. Machlekes. And you look at the Rishonim who count the Meir Brachas, Betim seem to be Machlekes. Look at the Rambam, look at the Rakeach, the Reim, they start counting first day and then night. Atzal Sheni, look at the Ben Machai, Sefer Manig, Baruchas Chaim, Lavud Avram, they count night and then day. So Machlekes among Rishonim, how do you look upon it? Halach l'maisel, there is one sefer of the Torah, Eschayim. He wants a paskin day then night. However, it's very clear, learned some involve the paskin, we do not paskin this way. Look at the Magavram and the Graz and the Chashuch and the Mishbuah. They first count a mapel. I think the point saying a mapel teach you first the night and then the day. Yeah, how to count. We'll get to the Cheshbon Meir Brachas. We'll get to the Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we'll get to how to count it. But coming out, be'ikui paskin, the Svarim seem to go very clearly. We go night and then day. Now once we go night and then day, what is night? Is night Shkia? Is night Benesh Moshus? Is night Seis? So Mishlom Zalman, the answer to this question, Yachuvan and Mitchashlom and Chalif Beis, Yesh Lestapek, Tzorachim. What's his man over here? Is it Seis? Or is it Shkia over here? But Tzal B'Chochma, when he writes about Anshuva or Shtrumach Derech Agav in Chalik Dalad, he writes, he goes from Seis to Seis. Tzal Sheni, someone showed me a letter, he wrote to B'Chaim. B'Chaim says, goes from Shkia. So if Shalav is Shkia or from Tzeis over here. Now, what's the halacha be? If you have a Shalav, halacha, by case of a Sofik, how should you apply the halacha l'maisa? So if it's deraisa, I can start telling myself deraisa l'chumro. We mentioned l'chur is drabonon. So you could tell me yourself drabon l'kula. I have two reasons why to be machmer. One is, there's a Tzeis Yishonim in Be'ed Af Gimel, brought down by the Mashal, brought down by the Prima Gaon numerous times halacha l'maisa. When you have something as a smach d'akro, has a get of a deraisa. Here we have a smach d'akro, ma Hashem kechel shol mi'imcho, this is a get of a deraisa. Now the Mishmur does not seem to go this way, he seems to argue the Prima Gaon, but there's a second reason. In Klali Svek Svek, in Simen Kuf Yod, Kamal Mishach, he brings out from Mishonim, if you want, one of them is Tosfos Pav Kam Daf Yud Aleph, it says, Yevashallah Alocha, what to go do? And by case of Rabbonans, there'll be a Tati to Sasri. The Loch is Yepi Machmer. Because what will happen over here? You're not sure what Benesh Moshus is. Well, let's be Makel counterpart of the day. Let's be Makel's counterpart of the night. It's Tati to Sasri. There's no way of being Makel over here, one or the other. So therefore, come along according to Taishvus, you have to give it a Chumr over here, otherwise, it'll knock out where exactly count Benesh Moshus. So even though it's the Rabbonan, it could be you're going to have to be machmer and count nighttime from Tzeis, or the loch is for daytime from Shkia. Now, if you have a psak loch l'maisa b'klolius that you always count Tzeis, that's your anoga, or you always count Shkia b'seidah. But numerous people seem to have anoga that we are mistopic. We take on chumas mikan and lekan, negate the Erev Shabbos, negate the Motzei Shabbos. Chum will come out the same thing, negate the idea of Meir Brachas. Now, negate the cheshbon of Meir Brachos, how to count it, and how to apply it practically. So first, the count is always Shabbos, and this is Yemei Chol. Negate Yemei Chol, to go with the cheshbon of the Mishnah Berurah and the Mog Avraham, just to count it for you, they start off first with a Mapel is one bracha. A second, they say Asher Yotzer and Tilas Adayim is another two. Together is three. Then they have Birchas HaShachar, which is 16. Together is 19. Then they have Birchas HaTorah, which are more Paskin Simim Zayin, is three brachas. So 19 plus 3 is 22. Then says the Mishibur, we have Tzitzis and two for Tefillin. He Paskins two. So 22 plus 3 is 25. Then you have Baruch She'omar and Yishtabach, which is 27. And then for day and night, you have Birchas Kriya Shema. That means you have four at night, three during the day. And together, before Shmon Esrei, you have 34. That means before Shmon Esrei, 34 on a regular day. Now you have Shmon Esrei, 19. Three times is 57. 57 and 34 is 91. That means before a person eats, he has 91. Before he eats, 91. Let's say he eat one sudo. Let's say it's the same during the day. And night before, you had one sudo, you washed and benched. Well, let's say in the morning, Hashachos, you washed and benched. So you have Tiers of Diamond and Maitzi, and four for Birchas HaMazon, it's another six. One Suda will lead to 97. On a regular day, you have 97. Now the Mishmura says, and Maravam says, on a regular day, you have 100. We just came out with 97. Because they're counting Euro, which the Minig B'nai Eretz Yisrael is not saying Euro. And also, they're counting by Birchas HaMazon, that seemed to be that everyone had a kais. They said Ale Gefen and Bari Priya Gofen. Why did they count that way that everyone had a kliyos and said by Pirag Gofen, Ale Gefen? I'm not sure. So therefore, they had 100 every single day with one meal. But we, Lemaisa, I don't think most of us have a kliyos, and this, don't say Yeru, we're left with every single day after one meal 97. Therefore, how to get to 100? Very simple. We eat other things, we drink other things, we go to the bathroom. That's to get to the weekday, very simple. To get to Shabbos, so again, we said before we get to Shmon Esrei, you have 34. You have to take off two from Tefillin, so you have 32. You have 32 on Shabbos. Now you have four Shmon Esreis, times 7. 4 times 7 is 28. So you have 60. That means you have 28 plus 32 is 60 over here. You eat over here three times a day. That means you have 6. Tils Simon and Moitzi. And you have 4 for Birchas HaMazon. 3 times, 3 times 6 is 18. So you have 60 plus 18 is 78. Then you have Kiddush, to a night, one during the day, you have 81. That means on a Shabbos, after you eat, you have 81. That means the regular day before you eat, you have 91. On Shabbos, after you eat, you have 81. I can tell me the Mishmura says 87. Would he get 6 more? Okay, he counts, by every meal, everyone's having a kliyos of Bari Priya Gofen Ale Gefen. So you're having 2 at night, 2 by the morning, and 2 by Suda Shlishis. So you have 6 more. So he has 87. But we, Lemaisa, I think most of us don't have a kliyos. Therefore, we have, according to Mishnah Berurah Maravam, we have 81 after we eat. That means every Shabbos, every single person is missing at least 19 brachas after you eat. If you do not know the lochs of Meir Brachas, you have to mizaris to go do it. Lemaisa, very few people are really getting Meir Brachas Kol Shabbos. Now, it's very easy. We'll get to that. It's very simple to do it. Once you know about it, that means when a person learns a sugya, and people tell me the first couple of weeks, they have to mizaris themselves to get used to it, and the moments before shkia, they weren't to get Meir Brachas. It's very simple. Friday night, you go learn, you come back, and you make 6 brachas. You make shakal, adama, eitz, mezainis, al-michir, and bar nefashis. In the afternoon, right, you come back, davening, learn, another 6. Wake up from shulf, another 6. It's 18. Very simple. 18, missing 1. Go to the bathroom one time. That means if you know the halacha, it's very simple to go do. If you don't know the halacha, you're not going to get Meir Brachas. And people tell me when they look, we'll get to Chazar Shashash, we'll get to, it's not that simple what you're saying. But the what comes out, if you don't know the halachas, you're missing the Chiv Od Mavarach, the what being megiv from the Sakons, the Miso, the idea from the close of your Shemaim, if you, every single Shabbos you're missing it, if you do not realize this concept over here. But now let's take it even a step further over here. We're saying a regular person is missing 19. By Suda Shlishis, Mishavua assumes everyone washes and benches, of course, that's Parshit. But when are you benching? People are benching, some after Tzeis, some after Shkia. Where exactly do you put those four brachas of Birchas HaMazon? Do you put it on Sunday? Or is it part of Shabbos? Let's say a person makes an early Shabbos. Birchas Kriyas Shema is 4. Shmona Esrei is another 7. Kiddush until Zidayim and Amoitzi is another 4. Another 15 brachas. Those brachas, are they part of Shabbos? Or they're part of Yom Shishi on Friday? What are they? So it seems to me that there's a Shalom on the Achreinim. Three different Mahalchim have to go put these brachas over here. Rav Ozan and Shuvan Chelkei, he says, even though you're saying the brachas during the day on Friday, or much of Shabbos, after Tzeis, but what is the bracha for? It's associated and part of Shabbos. And once it's associated and shaykh together of Shabbos, it's nichol the mayor brachas of Shabbos. Shmuel Kamenetsky, Shai Dubolitsky, of Nemetzal, they say it's shaykh mamish to the loch of Shabbos, because the brachas are coming to the sugya of Shabbos. One interesting raya, Rav Ozan says he's coming from. If you read the Magen Avraham slowly, he says, what to go do Yom Kippur? He says, you're missing one sudo. Missing a sudo. In fact, the common sandal on the page. In fact, the Zir Shimshin, missing one sudo Yom Kippur, you're missing two sudos over here. Elamai, you mean the sudo mafsekes? Sudo mafsekes before Shkia. You have to stop by Shkia. You can't count sudo mafsekes. This guy's a kasho. So Rav Ozan, you know what he mean? They mean the Motzi Yom Kippur. The Suda, the mitzvah of having a Suda Motzi Yom Kippur is associated with Yom Kippur. In Chiddush also he says, that's Pshat the Magen Avraham. Look for Terosai, not my words, but Kvega on a certain prince of the Shulchan Aruch, with Tvush Johannesburg, put on the black ones, or the Ma'ar. He says, this word is a Malik Kvay Terosai, the cover in the sandal. The Maisa Pashas of Pshat the Magen Avraham. He's comparing it versus a case of the basis of a regular day, they only have one meal. By the case of Yom Tzayim, if you read the Magen Avraham slowly, he's saying like this. A regular day you have 108. On a Tzayim, when you start during the morning, you have 100. And then he goes on further. Every single day of a Tzayim you have 100. Let's compare Shabbos versus that Tzayim. Then we said on Shabbos, two more sudas. Don't say three sudas, two. He already has one suda. On that he says Yom Kippur versus the regular Tzayim, you're missing one. So versus the case of a Meir Brochus of a Tzayim, Yom Kippur is comparing towards that, and you're missing one more suda. It says in Machzor Shekel and Kiveger, what does he mean? The Pshat Magen Avraham is comparison versus the basis of one meal. They get the case of a tzayim that every day of a tzayim you have 100 brachas. Fine, but that's the Maaseh Chiddush of the Kolboy, a Chiddush of the Vosner. It says anything that's associated with Shabbos, the get of Shabbos. You could say maybe you're right from the Kolboy we mentioned beforehand, that he says that how can tell me Tulis Marvus or Shos? Are you Chiyame brachas? El my pshat Rambam is reshus to gedaven before shkia or after shkia. What do you mean? Sarkol soif is before shkia, missing the mayor brachas. Sounds like you're saying because once it's associated with the night time, it's mayor brachas with the night time. A rife marishan. Oh, so they actually discussed Mulav Malka. Kumi Lav Malka is for care, it's part of Motzei Shabbos. The Yavis Meister writes clearly is part of Motzei Shabbos. Others seem to be not clear.
Could be always
loving,
right, really.
Oh, first the three shittas. That's one malach over here. A second malach, ka'ins have a little bit different. Come on the Shagah Meir, you be Oyman and Shuvah, and therefore sons go this way, Locha Brua and Lach Yosef, Kol Menachem. They come along and they tell you, the state of here is they get to Shabbos, that since this is to sever Shabbos, it is Shabbos. Whether it's a sever Shabbos or a Shabbos, who isn't much of Shabbos, right now it's Shabbos. It is Shabbos, it is nighttime. The difference between a Vosner and between the Shagah Meir is, let's say a person is Mekabel Shabbos, he davens and then went to the Beis HaKisa, he said, Asher Yotzar. Is it part of Shabbos associated with Shabbos? No, it's during the day. According to Vosner, it's part of the day. According to Tosefta Shabbos, Shagah Meir be Omer, it's part of the nighttime, part of Shabbos. Sefer Keret. Let's say a person davens Meir, my after plot was during the day. According to Vosner, it's associated with the nighttime. According to the Shagah Meir be Omer, my says stay. And then there is no Tosefta Shabbos, part of the day. So it comes out, each one has a kul and a chumra over here. Atzan HaShlishi, this is a question from Shlomo Zalman. He wrote in Shuvah, Minchah Shlomo, and Chalif Beis, discussing these two questions, negate to the idea of Rechsa Mosin by Shalosh Shudas, negate to Mekabel Shabbos early. And he says, very simple, day is day and night is night. You think of Mekabel Shabbos early and go to Mikvah early? You think of Mekabel Shabbos early and do Sefira Sa'imer? It's day talk, it's part of the day over here. And night's part of the night over here. Any bracha before Shkia is part of the day. Any bracha after Tzeis is part of the night time. And therefore, B'tzela Chochma, and Rabbi Yashiv, and Rav Shtorbuch, they come along and pask in this way. If you want the article also,
daily living. He says, we pasul mishom zalman, the day is day and night is night. Therefore, it comes out, they point out, every person on the regular Shabbos is missing 19. According to Shlomo Zalman, every Shabbos, Rabbi Yechzam Mosin, you daven after Tzei, so maybe after Shkia, you're missing another 4. That means you're missing 23 every Shabbos. 23. That means, again, you have to mazari yourself to mamash make up 23 brachas every single Shabbos. People discuss why not to make an early Shabbos. Why not to? Nubis Svaras and Hogyas, some say Minyan Shlomo is not to make early Shabbos. They point out, according to Shlomo Zalman, you're missing another 15. Again, you're missing the 4 brachas Kriya Shema, the 7 Shmona Esrei, and 4 of Kiddush. You're missing 38 brachas on Shabbos. There's no way you're making up 38 brachas on Shabbos. You want to know why not to make early Shabbos? Chayiv od melvarach kol yoyim me'er brachas. And usually, kamat, it's not shy after how much you nash. It's kamat, I mean, you have to be very talented to make up 38 brachas during the day. It's very hard. That's beside the cheshbon. Now, how to make up my brachas that you're missing? What to go do? So the Gemara Menachas Tafim Gimel, the Gemara after says Chayv Od Levorach Meir Brachas Kol Yoyim is Mamshech. The Gemara says over there what to go do on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara says either to smell things Rech Besamim, or to Amagodim delicacies Perius, and therefore there's a Simon Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Tzadi. The name of the Simon is B'Shabbos Yashlam Meir Brachas BePerius. You have a Simon Shulchan Aruch Ter Perius. My kids point out says Megodim we have to have Nash on Shabbos. As I state Meir Brachas you have to have Nash. Now, the question is, let's say you don't want to eat so much, don't have that option, are there other ways of making up Meir Brachas? So there's a Sefer Mandik that says, discusses, can a person listen to Kriyas HaTorah? Let's do it. Have Kavana, say Amen to it, and therefore be Nichol in Meir Brachas. Laloch L'maish L'Rosh in Brachas Perek Tes, it brings down the number one, you Mechaven, and number two, you say Amen, that's Nichol in Meir Brachas. Brought down Loch Lamaisa by the Mechaber and the Torah in Reish Pei Dalet. That again, if Mechaven, and you say Omen, Nichol Meir Brachas. They point out, how many brachas do you get on Shabbos through Kriyas HaTorah? If you count Shachris by Kriyas HaTorah, plus Maftir, by Shachris you have 8 Kriyas, bracha before and bracha after the 16. You have the case of Mincho, before and after is another case of 6. And you have Daf Torah, is another case of 5. Altogether, 16, 6 and 5, is 27 brachas. Through Kriyas HaTorah, you have 27. So why does Shulchan Aruch come with the Gemara that says you have to be Marb and Peris, Marb and Mekodim and Reach, because you're missing 19 or 23 brachas on Shabbos? Kriyas HaTorah itself gives you 27. Kriyas HaTorah tells you 27. We pass the Loch L'mayisla, Kriyas HaTorah works. It's a Mechaber that way, it's a Rosh that way, it's a Sefer Manning. So why in the world is Gemara telling you an Eitzah to eat Peris? To answer this question, says the Magaram in Siman Vav, brought down by the Paiskim Dal Rav Kriyas HaTorah, the Rosh Hashulchan Mishtabrua, the Echanami, you should not do Kriyas HaTorah. The words of Mishtabrua appear at Chak when you stop Kriyas HaTorah. That the correct way of doing Meir Brachas, we see clearly, is through Nashing, through smelling something. 100% of your stock, we do Kriyas HaTorah. If you make early Shabbos, you want to make up 38. There's no way of doing it. Avadi do Kriyas HaTorah 27 and plus brachas. But otherwise, says the Mishmur, again from the Magavram, Meduik that way from the Paiskim, is Meshaset Chak, then to be Yaitzah with the idea of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, they point out when you have the Loch of Kriyas HaTorah, let's say the person says the bracha quietly and you not hear it, is Nichol Meir Brachas. So you read the Beis Yosef, he says, that was the case of Alexandria, it's Nichol. Meist the Mishbrua is coming from the Prima Godim, from the Mogav Ram and the Pri Chodosh. The Prima Godim says, no, not that way. They want to argue, Kivegan, they want to argue the Beis Yosef. Says you have to hear the Bracha, to Mechavadim to the Bracha. You have to say Amen, and that's how you get many Brachas over here. Now, how in the world. Seats here if you want. Now, how in the world do you, the lumdus over here, what's the side over here? Why does Meir Brachas work by Kriyas HaTorah? Basically, the question they lead to, can any Birch HaShachar, someone says Birch HaShachar, you listen to them saying the Birch HaShachar, you say Amen. Does that also work in Meir Brachas? So it seems to be two main mahalach among the Gedolei Achronim, how is it working by Kriyas HaTorah? The way the Sefer Manik himself says, He says Yisoy the Gemara in Brachas after Gimel. Godol ina oimin yosim and mavarich. When someone says a bracha, he has one schar. Someone says omen is even more than that. Yesh lodom what that means, and therefore omen is nichlagir. The idea of saying a bracha here, brought down by the Prima Gonim, by Simon Vav, by Simon Kuvchav Dalad, the side of here is Godol ina omen yosim and mavarich. That's the lumdus over here. Sana Sheni the Mabit says that's not the Yisoy. The Yisoy over here is negated specifically the Kriyas Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is masakin over here the Kriyas Torah and the Tzibur. Therefore, all of us are the Tzibur of a Chiva Kriyas Torah. We're all associated with that Chiv over here. Therefore, when the person gets up and says a bracha, he's saying the bracha for the Tzibur. That's my bracha. I'm part of that bracha. It's my takon over here. He's saying it for me. We have kavon to listen and say, Amen. This is my bracha that I'm saying over. So there are two ways to say over the side over here. Is it been said it's my bracha, I'm part of the Tzibur over here? Or no, the side is God, you know, Amen, Yosem, and Mavarich. Who are two nafkaminas? One is Birch Zashachar. If you go to the Mahalach of God, you know, Amen, Yosem, and Mavarich, says the Magar Prima Godim, and Echnami, Birch Zashachar also would work. And therefore, Shtrobach says, on Yom Kippur, he would hear all the people say Birch Zashachar, so say Amen, and it works B'Shas Adchak, like Kriyas HaTorah works B'Shas Adchak. No difference. But again, only B'Shas Adchak. I saw the Shayin, they point out Lefi the Mabit, who is not a Chiv upon you, it's a Chiv upon the other person, who would not work the idea of saying Amen to Birch Zashachar. Who is second Afkamino? So the person answer when you hear Kriyas HaTorah, Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. She answer not. They point out, look, let's go through the Svarah. If God Allah ina Amen Yosin Mavarech, so you can't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. But if it's asking your bracha, so whether l'chadchila you should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy, or even if b'di'evet it's not ma'akev you say it, but ma'isi, if you say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy, the person who's saying the bracha says Elokeinu at the same time, you lost out on that bracha. Therefore, they point down, according to that svara, you should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. Therefore, the Achrim discuss this question. This is Sefer Elf HaMogain, Lichos Yom HaKippurim, that says you say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. Mashenkin, they bring down the Isra Moshe and Shir Shloimo. She says, you should not answer. They say, Chaim Knievsky, if never tell them said it that way, you should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemoy. Chur depends upon the two reasons. How the lumdus of the work saying the idea of Amen. When that's my bracha. Avichiv Kiddush Mamish. That's my bracha for sure. Fine, that's the Negeh to Kriyas HaTorah. Now, Negeh to other times, be Mamshuch Meir Brachas. To be Mashal Meir Brachas, they discuss, let's say, Rosh Hashanah. You have no Seder Shlishis, so you're missing the six brachas over there. They point out, usually, it's very simple. By Shemoneh Esrei, by Musaf, you have two more brachas. Plus, you say Shechiyanu, by Kiddush. Plus, you have Shefer, two more brachas. Plus, you have the Simonim. Usually, Rosh Hashanah, you have more than the case of Shabbos. But the main child of the Sfarim, Magar Vomish, we'll discuss is Yom Kippur. What do you go do on Yom Kippur? That means we had a Cheshbon on Shabbos, and what happens? The numbers you get after you eat is 81. After you eat is 81. Now, on Shabbos, we eat. Yom Kippur, you don't. Take away the three meals. Three meals is six for a meal. You take away 18. Plus, you take away three from Kiddush, which is 18. And three, take away from 81. Left with a case of 60. However, you have Nilo, so it's 67. On Yom Kippur, we don't have an option of eating. You're missing 33 brachas. What? Oh, so those discuss, what about Shechiyanu? So if Lashon Lishitas says Shechiyanu, it's for the night. Others say, it depends. When do you say Shechiyanu? Yeshiva Smir says it before Shkia. They still say it before it says. So the question, counts Shechiyanu or not? When he's saying Shechiyanu? According to those who are saying it's associated for the night, you're right. Others say, it depends when he's saying it. Yishlotin. But Maisa, you're missing 33 over here. 33. You don't have an option of eating, of nashing, Paris. So what do you go do in this case? So here you go back on the Shas of Chak. You do what? Kriyas HaTorah. How much is Kriyas HaTorah? You have Shachris, Kriyas HaTorah, plus Haftorah. You have Mincha, plus Mafta Yoyna. And together you have 30 brachas. That means a person by Kriyas HaTorah, you have to listen to the bracha, have mind to be Yoytza, and say Amen to it. Then you're only missing three. Go back three times. You have Sarech three times over here. But Maisa, if you do not have Kavon to be listening and say Amen be Kavono, you're missing a Yom HaDin Meir Brachas. Not Kishmak to Yom HaDin to miss out Meir Brachas. I went over to Rav Rubin, Baruch HaShabbos, one year to Istam, before Kriyas HaTorah announced, to have Kavon to listen to the Brachas, say, Omein, Asmer Brachas. And I ask him again the next year. Both times he said, that's not Aminik, we don't do that. I didn't want to ask him a third year, Ask Chazoko. He said, we don't do that. Maisa, it's been a fan the past 10, 15 years, I see already, that certain shuls put out Gemachim for Meir Brachas, things they get to smelling. They put on an Estering, they put out a Dastin, other things go smell. But you have to get involved in the sugya of what Brach to make on the things you're smelling. Also make sure that Brach Shein Tzricho. There are certain yeshivas have Gemachim on Shabbos inside the sugya of Meir Brachas, which is a very nice thing. But Maisa, you have to realize that the best thing is, what's on Shulchan Aruch, is you get through the Birch Reach, maybe a couple, but to listen to Kriyas HaTaru, have Kavono, that means don't come late to Mincha. Listen to Mincha, have Kriyas HaTaru over there, and have Maftun after, and listen to Maftur. My son, my 12-year-old, was sitting next to me by Yom Kippur, and I own a little plastic around us. I told him, my son, listen to every word, say, oh, maybe it's on the Sugil, of Meir Brachas over here. Why? Shasad Chak. Avada works, but we see again clearly from the Sugya that Gemara says, you should have Paris, you should have Kesa Paris. Now, once we have the Eitz of Kriyas HaTaru, what about the other Eitzes? What to go do? Could a person say, Ein Kelakenu? Does that work? So Rashi and Siddur and Simon Aleph starts off and says, when a person says, Ein Kelakenu, we say Ein four times, Noida four, Mi four times, and Noida four times. The Rosh Tevis of Aleph Mem Nun is Omein. Then we say Baruch four times, and after four times, that's Baruch Atah. So he's saying Baruch Atah, Amen, four times, four and four, that's 12 times. So we have 12 more brachas in Ein Kelakenu. Rashi and Siddur. Brought down by the Master Vitri, brought down by the Shpul Eleket, by the Rekeach, the Kolboy, four times. Come on, let's say for Manig. Fi Daiti, Ein Church for Naf Lezer Minig. What are you talking about? There's no Shema Malchus over here. That's like a brach over here. How in the world could you count Ein Kelakenu as one of the brachas? The question really is, there's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippurim in Tov Reish Chav Beis. And he says over there that we can't count, we can count Ein Kelakenu as Meir Brachas, as 12 of them. Mishnah Berurah says you can't count it. The Olam, they saw Simen Vav, the Olam saw Reish Pei Dalet, they saw Reish Tzadi. Mishnah Berurah over there does not say Ein Kelakenu. He says it Derech Agav in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The question is, what's the Klal Pesach the Mishnah Berurah when they're discussing the sugya? He left it out. And Derech Agav, he mentions it. So it's the question of Rav Scheinberg. He said the Klal the Mishnah Berurah is, if we're discussing the sugya, did not say it, that means that's not halacha. He did not say it over in Kelakenu. That means he can't be stemmich upon it. Or it's Eitz Gerua, when you mamish talk, that's what you go do. Otherwise, not to be stemmich. The answer of Chaim Knievsky, he says, Mamish, he only said that the sugya of Shasat Chak. Otherwise, not to be stemmich upon it. Therefore, the simple understanding is not to be stemmich on Ein Kelakenu. What about to be a Shliach Tzibur? Can that count to Meir Brachas? So the two cases of Shliach Tzibur, one you being the Shliach Tzibur, one to you to listen to Shliach Tzibur. So for you to be the Shliach Tzibur of Shtumach and Chelekei, he says that every Mincha on Shabbos, even when he was in the Oval, he wanted to dam for the Omid, Mitzal Sugya Meir Brachas. I see, saying a Bracha. Shlom Zalm says Avada counts, Shlom says Avada, if you're the Shliach Tzibur, Avada works. You're saying Brachas over here. What about the case you listen to the Shliach Tzibur, just like by Kriyas HaTorah works? So it also work for the case of Chazar Shashatz. So get involved. What the lump is over here? If it's Gadol, you know, I mean, Yashin Elvarach, you start crying, maybe, yeah. If Mitzah the Sugyo is Chiv upon the Tzibur, Yesh Lodim, that's your Chiv, L'chorez. The person who missed out is their Chiv, now Betzim your Chiv. Meisim, Mishnah Berurah, Magar Ram, over here they say, Efshe Al Yidei Dchak. Efshe Yitzah Beit Al Pi Dchak. Not Al Pi Dchak like Chiyot HaTorah, maybe Al Pi Dchak. Less of a level. That means it comes out just to make the diagnosis. You're missing Meir Brachas. What to go do? Number one, do what the Gemara says. Paris and Reach. Number two, B'shas Adchak, Kriyas HaTorah and Maftar. Number three, Efshar B'shas Adchak, Chazar Shashatz. You have Kavon to listen and say Amen. And number four, if you're really stuck, Ein Kelakenu. Last night, we started saying B'shas Talamot Levracha. Let's say a person forgot to say it. B'lochi Yad B'chayzen and say over Shmon Esrei again. Does the Shmon Esrei that you said incorrect, does that count as Meir Brachas? Maisa said 19 Brachas. But no, you have to have it all over again. There are those who want Taino. L'chura depends upon Machlokes and Tosfos and Chavov and Beis and Brachas. Rabbein Yehuda and Chacham's Pervansio. What happens to a person by Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, they got to say Yalav Yavoy. Now comes Mariv, it's not Rosh Chodesh. Do you daven all over again? Because if you daven all over again, you're not saying the Haskar anyway. You're not saying Yalav Yavai all over anyway. Machlokes among the Rishonim, you say, the Maisa, you messed up your tefillah. You need a tashlum, you daven two Ma'arivs. No, there's no point daven two Ma'arivs. Not saying Yalav Yavai. The longest Olam wants to say, what you said in the Machlokes? Is pshat by Minchah Yalav Yavai, if you got to say it, you did not daven, you need to have two Ma'arivs. Or pshat is, you did daven, you missed the Haskarah, you knocked in the Haskarah anyway. Those weren't tiny. Maybe that's the same you saw by the same Talamot Levracha. We daven all over again. Same Achliks among Rishonim. Is Pshat you did not daven? Not 19 brachas, not Meir brachas. Pshat you did daven. Mr. Naskar, it does count. Maisa is a question of the Chaznish. They say no. Ichshi, either way you want to go, Maisa, you said a bracha. It's not a bracha of Atolo. Now that, the one time allowed Davki even need to have a minion to daven the second time. That's me davened. Except you're missing the Naskar. Daven all over again. And the Brisker Rav brought down the one of his sons that got on Friday night to say the Yalav Yavai. So he felt very bad. So his father, the Brisker Rav, told him, "I see, you gained Meher Brachas over here, Baruch Hashem. But you gain, even though you have to daven all over again, you gain over here." Now, the Jewish discuss over here, could you be Gurim of Brachas Shein Sricho, and they get the Sugar Meher Brachas? I mean, Vadi, a person has an apple in front of him. Can't say Bar Pir 8, take a bite, and then say Bar Pir 8, take a bite, instead of he needs to say Meir Brachas. But let's say he's in front of him an apple and an orange. I'm going to say a Bracha, or 8 only in the apple, and that's not for the orange. Or I'm going to take a Bracha of the apple, go outside, come back, Shinimokum, and I'll make a Bracha again. Can I be Goyim a Bracha Shein Sricha? Can I go do that? Come on, the Shlo. And he says, to be Goyim Bracha Shein Sricha, the Tricha. Meir Brachas over here. The Tzricha, Meir Brachas. The Pachacha goes this way, the Masham goes this way. The Meister, the Magavram, in Rish Tanzvav, Mishbu over here in Rish Tanzvav, he says, no, pass like the Magavram. And to be Garim Brachas in Tzricha, Meister person cannot go do that. I got the Tzricha inside the Tzricha Meir Brachas, not Tzricha inside the Brachas, boy, and therefore you cannot go do that. However, they bring down inside the Bach, well, let's say I don't want to eat an apple. But I'm going to eat the apple inside Meir Brachas, so now I'm going to make a Brach inside the apple. That's not a Brachas in Tzricha. That's a bracha tzrichim mitzad the apple. So vada I'm allowed to eat mitzad the meir brachas, but to be going more brachas, that I myself cannot do. Just to be saying, we're living right now in the zman of a magefa, kapashtis. In the lichus shlomo and tefillah per chabei is the isum shlomo zalman. When people had east tzara rachman and slan, what to work upon, what to mechazik themselves by an east tzara. So you expect a cuddle to say for women's sneers, can't maybe lash noro, nimin atoyro. Shlomo Zalman says should be kabbal upon himself as the hero of meir brachas kol yom. That's who you should be kabbal upon yourself. I'm car from Chazal, magefa. We're living right now in magefa. Dangerous. People are sick. Mashkiach. Oh, there's a lot of people very sick. The idea of meir brachas is a foolproof way to get to Yir Shemayim. Guaranteed. Pasuk, Yira, Avo, Lacht, B'drachov. It's Megim from Skolas Miso. It's the idea over here that protects us from Kolos. And Taka is something that we're to Mizarez ourselves on Shabbos. Besides from Kippur, every Shabbos, whether you make early Shabbos or not, still you have to make sure you get your, missing your 23 brachos over here. Like early Shabbos, still you have to Mizarez yourself. Once you do it, Rachel comes part of you. Otherwise, you have to mezarez, make sure you mekayim it. And we say the bracha, say it correctly. Hashem, Adonai Kol, Hayoyev Eviyir, Lakenu, Bal Taka, Bal Kolish, Bal Kolish Kulam. And with that, Taka Bezoicha, to lead Tavo, lead Tiro, lead Avalach to Bedrocha, to lead Tadir, Lo Eved Hashem, Uchol Vav, Uchol Nafshecha. Slocha.